B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, good morning, DraftKings Over Under Show. We're the Bankroll Boys. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifshatz is here. We got Tucker behind the board today. 617-779-0985. Sports is back. Back. And I will say this is a live show, but we did do a podcast this week, Dan, where we previewed a lot of Major League Baseball and props and stuff like that. So if you are tuning in to hear any of that stuff, go to the podcast page. It's on 98.5thesportshub.com. Just click podcast over under 95 and boom, you can listen to it from there. But question for you, Dan. It's been enjoyable the last couple of days. We've had NBA scrimmages, which are fine to watch. Hey, it's something to put on TV, right? And then the Major League Baseball season starts. Is it baseball that you were interested in watching as an entertainment part, or was it the fact that sports were back for you?
I mean, it's a bit of column A, a bit of column B. I mean, obviously, you're just happy that there's something to watch. I'm excited about opening day and kind of getting the bats going. I enjoy watching baseball, you know, a couple innings here, a couple innings there. I don't like to sit back and watch an entire game, but, you know, a couple innings here, a couple innings there. It's a lot of fun. And so at least we have sports back. It's a combination of both, Joe. And the fact that you could bet on it, and it was a real sport, and it's, you know, a major four sport in America, and everyone's betting on everything, it was awesome. It was great. It was great to watch. I like the fact that the Red Sox put up, 13 runs last night? You know, so, yeah, opening day was a success for me.
Yeah, and even the regular opening day for Major League Baseball, unfortunately, there was a postponement in that Yankees game. On our podcast, we did discuss players to hit the first home run of the season, which Yankee will do it. I just said Aaron Judge, just for giggles. But Giancarlo Stanton was the one who did it, and one of our listeners cashed in on that.
Yep.
So good for them. I picked Max Scherzer to be the MVP of the season.
I think that bet's in trouble.
I think it's in trouble. 40-1 odds, all right? So, you know, I was trying to take a long shot there. He held on, but he lost. And then, obviously, Mookie Betts in his Dodgers debut, one hit. I'm still pissed about that, but this has nothing to do with betting. A couple of things that do have to do with betting, and I think we should just start with this. This came out of nowhere yesterday. Thankfully, one of our listeners sent it over to us. But an economic development bill that will be presented to the House of Democrats by leadership on yesterday morning, includes legalized sports wagering. The proposal would license mobile and in-person betting on professional and college athletic events. This was something that was supposed to be approved in March and got pushed back because of COVID. And I saw this on the Worcester Telegram. I haven't seen this anywhere else. I tweeted out last night. Anybody got any info on this? Nothing. But this came out yesterday, and they were supposed to have some sort of deadline on it. Yesterday, they passed the, not going in and out of state laws. This isn't a political show. Whatever. They passed some stuff yesterday. What happened to this? Where'd this one go?
I have no idea. I know. This is the only one I care about. You want to talk about whatever coming in and out of the state? Do that on your time. Like, on our time, let's talk about the betting. I want to know what happened.
Yes.
Hey, this is so incredibly important to everything that's going on, especially now, because, Joe, when we heard about Massachusetts betting, what do we hear? It might not include college sports.
But that said college sports in there.
But it included college sports. We need this. I need this. I mean, Massachusetts needs the money, right? We talked about everyone kind of struggling because of what's going on right now. Take the money. Take it. And, you know, make everyone happy. I mean, seriously, at this point, what is the problem with it? If you're an adult and you can make a conscious decision to bet on a game, come on. I mean, it's just ridiculous
at
this point.
I was looking at the Green Monster in Fenway yesterday. Obviously, there's no fans in the stands, but they had a big MGM sign on the wall, and I was like, interesting. You know, because, like, Foxwoods was a big promoter for them.
That was there last year.
Oh, yes, you did see the MGM
last year.
I didn't
sure.
remember seeing that. And maybe I didn't care last year.
They were planting the seed, if you will.
But, dude, like Foxwoods, you know, they'll probably get a sports book at some point if it happens. But anyways, where I'm going with it is one of the legal representatives of the Red Sox basically said that something that could really help help the economy here in Boston is sports betting. And that came from the Red Sox. And then Baker's office came out and said, yes, he agrees. And I'm like, whoa, the Red Sox are trying to get, you know, betting in Boston. It's great. And the governor's on board. Like, here we go. And then yesterday I see this article and I'm like, are we almost there? Listen, sports betting is not going to save the economy. It's not going to be a grand slam, but it could be a single. Absolutely. Could it be a hit by a pitch to get on first? Yes. It's an advancement. It's going to help. It'll create more jobs. Not to mention casinos, racetracks, all the mobile platforms like DraftKings, who knows, FanDuel, Barstool, we just heard, could be coming up with one as well. Like, that would be huge for the economy, huge for sports bettors as well. And, you know, it's great. You can drive to New Hampshire and place a bet on DraftKings, and that's awesome. And I know a lot of people who do that. But if we could go locally here to the Encore or drive up to Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun or go to a racetrack or go to, you know, up in Rhode Island or any of those places like that, I think it would help improve the economy, Dan. And, you know, here we are every week. We're talking sports bets. We love doing this and that. Like, I think there's an attraction to it now. We've been doing this now for more than 2 years, almost 3 years, going on a third season. Like, the station was ahead of the game. We were ahead of the game. And, like, at some point, like, there's going to be people who do this on a weekly basis who want to profit off it, who are big sports fans, or even guys who are data analysts who want to get into sports betting. And if this thing can get passed, I think it would really open up the economy, and especially with football season right around the corner.
I'm not going to sit here and say it's going to open up the economy.
I think it could help.
But, oh, yeah, of course it will help. But, I mean, I'm going to sit here and say everything kind of sucks right now. I think that that's more than fair to say, right?
Everything is not awesome.
Everything is absolutely not awesome. Can't go to a bar. Can't go out and hang out with friends. Can't do all this stuff. So at least let us do something. Let us bet legally.
Yes.
Let us be able to do all this stuff legally. So, I mean, you know, if everything's going to suck, can you at least let us enjoy some fun things? Like, can you let us have a little bit of fun and let us do it legally without getting in trouble? So seriously, yeah. Like, to me, just do it. I mean, I understand, oh, it's looked down upon, all this. You know what? We're in 2020 now. Everything sucks. Let me have some fun.
And just real quick, I know nothing about politics, so please, just, I'm an idiot. I'm ignorant. I know nothing. All right, we can have Tucker. He's got guys who know that stuff. You know what I mean? He can direct you somewhere if you need to know any of that. I know nothing, so I apologize for my ignorance, but I just want damn sports betting in Boston. How's that sound? All right, they're talking about it. All right, let's just make it happen.
Let's not politicize this. This is just a
please,
sports betting combo.
I apologize for being ignorant as hell. I don't know anything. Anyways, another thing I wanted to bring up, because we discussed this on our podcast. Bet Online posted something yesterday, and I feel like it's something you've been preaching for a bit here, Dan. But opening night obviously had that rain delay. It went six innings. There were major controversy about which book was going to accept it, which wouldn't. And I just bet online yesterday said that they recently made a change in their rules that games must go 8.5 to 9 innings for Major League bets to have action. The house rules, though, didn't upgrade that properly before their game. So Yankees bettors will be graded as winners. Nats bettors will be fully refunded. That's great on their behalf.
So that's,
I'm glad that they did that.
And that's straight up, that's a Dave Mason move right there, because he's the man over at BetOnline, and he is the one probably doing that.
But, like, dude, 8.5 innings? Like, I don't want to bet on something like that.
So, dude.
And I'm glad that they made that clear, and that's fine. But, like, I know a lot of other books, 5 innings, 6 innings. That's how it works.
So I went on the podcast with Greg Peterson last night, and we spoke, literally talked about literally this same thing. Every single different book has rule, every different rule. I mean, it's absolutely insane. I've never spent so much time looking at which books that can bet this and which books that can bet that because of the baseball rules. It's unreal. This book has listed pitchers. This book has action. You know what I mean? And, like, this book has action where if you bet on the Dodgers, regardless of who pitching, you still have it. This book has action where if you bet on the Dodgers and, you know, Clayton Kershaw gets scratched, then your bet reverts to this. It's The market is asinine. It's so hard to keep track of right now. And eventually, we need a uniform system. But right now, please, if you're betting baseball, be careful. Read your rules. Understand what's going to happen. Because I'm telling you, I cannot even begin to explain the amount of DMs I got. Is this Beckett to cash? Is this Beckett to cash? Is it like, and just being like, you know, people in New York losing their minds. I mean, we do a show in Boston, Joe, but we have a small base in New York as well. And oh man, were they mad? Well, and rightfully so. I mean, I know people who bet at bookmaker and they're like, nope, we told you weeks ago this was going to happen. You're taking it. Sorry.
Listen, I props to Bet Online for doing that. Nobody lost or you won. That's really what happened. But
and by the way, props to DraftKings for cashing the tickets as well.
Good.
Yep. They do 5 innings complete game. So
that's like that.
Props to DK.
And there are things that DraftKings. Listen, we love DraftKings. They're big supporters of us, obviously. But you know, one thing you have to know about them is they don't include overtime in some of their totals.
Right.
But you have to read the books, is what we're trying to tell you.
Yep.
If you're gonna make bets, you need to know the rules. I told you about this one, Dan. I'll even go back to it. And it will lead into something later on in the show that we'll talk about. But there was an exhibition boxing fight between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. I didn't understand the rule at the time. It was 5.5 rounds. I thought that you just had to get into the 6th round and you'd win. And nope, it goes by the time. It goes by the time. I didn't read the book right. I didn't know the action correctly and I lost. But that's on me, right? That's not on the book. I didn't know the rule. Yep. I should have looked into it before I purchased it, before I placed the bet. So, like, I'm glad opening night happened. To one, there was a postponement, a rain delay, and then a pitcher got removed. And it literally, people who don't know what they're doing, right, which is why we do this show, beginners, things to that degree, they didn't know what was what. Their money was literally sitting in limbo. They didn't know. And I think one of the biggest things is when you look at a bet, it will say it right on there. Must complete some kind of inning. Must make it past the, you know, Ethan. A lot of these NFL games, remember there's been like rainouts or postponed games, like because of lightning or whatever? It says like must make it past the third quarter or something like that.
It's 55 minutes.
There was like a UCF game, I remember, I bet.
That's what I said. It was UCF. Oh, man, it was someone else in Florida. I think it was FAU.
FAU. Was it FAU or South Florida? South Florida?
USF, USF, UCF. That's correct, yep.
But, the game goes in, the third quarter, and there's a lightning storm, and am I going to win this bet or what?
They went 53 minutes, and they did not complete 55 minutes, and they called the game, and that was the end of that. And some bettors did not get paid out. So,
remember that BC BC played a game? Remember they were up 14-0 or something in a bowl game? And it got canceled.
Hawaii Bowl, right?
Right away.
Yeah, that was one of the last Hawaii
canceled bowls, right away, and no action whatsoever across the board, but, I don't know. I just wanted to bring that to the table early on today because we're getting back into sports. You need to know what you're betting.
Read your book's rules. And that's also, by the way, that goes for PPHs, locals, whatever. Read your rules and know what you got.
Yes. And if you're going local, I think you might have to ask those questions to those people.
Well, there are site rules on almost all of them.
Hopefully.
So, I mean, you know, at least all the ones that I've seen, you know, I would tell you to read the rules on the site. You should be somewhat informed.
I will say this. If you go to DraftKings.com Sportsbook, there is a result settlement on every single bet that you can do. It's outlined. It's clear right there on everything. I've been asked a bunch of times why they don't include overtime. It's just their policy. But when a book's a book, they can do it. It's like house rules, man. You can do whatever you want.
It's the house rules.
All right, let's get into the wagers. I got this on. I got NBA odds, Dan. We got WNBA starting today.
Dude. You want to hear something absolutely insane about WNBA?
Sure.
It starts in 5 hours. There's not a lineup in any American market.
All right, we got to get into that. The MLS is back tonight. The Revs play. I'm 5-0 in Revs bets. I gotta get another one in tonight.
Testing fate.
You gotta get another one in there tonight.
I think I'm gonna fade Joe Murray on his Revs bet tonight just because. Now,
just 6-0 just doesn't sound good. And then of course UFC. There's NFL halftime show odds that just came out. Who will be the NFL halftime show for the Super Bowl? Excuse me.
Oh, man.
And then Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. The odds are all over the place on that one. And we have a special announcement for next week, next week's show as well. So stay tuned for that. He's Dan Lifschatz. I'm Joe Mario with the Bankroll Boys. It's the DraftKings Over Under Show.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Found the Sports Hub is the DraftKings Over Under Show. Dan Lifschatz, Joe Murray. They're going to be hearing a lot of us over the next month or so with the return of sports. This is big. Obviously, Major League Baseball started this week. Next week, we have the NBA. And then following that will be the NHL. And then the ramp up for football season.
Oh, there you go. And then it's NFL. I mean, really. We learned yesterday that, what, teams have 2.5 weeks of practice before the NFL season?
Real quick, we should discuss that quickly because there's not a lot of football stuff going on, so we can just kind of knock that out. But and we mentioned this on the podcast. If anybody wants to go listen to it, we've given out season bets, a lot of good information. We discussed a lot of stuff there that we can't sneak into 1 hour on a weekly show here. And, of course, if you want to call in about anything whatsoever today, 617-779-0985. Couple of questions when it comes to the football season. Not having a preseason, does it change anything for you as far as win totals? Maybe who will win a division, possible, you know, Super Bowl contenders? Does anything change for you, also including who may be the starting quarterback odds on certain teams?
I don't think I'm telling you right now, I'm going to continue to be steadfast in this. I do not think Cam Newton will start week one for the Patriots. We've now talked about this over and over and over again. It's beating a dead horse. And I listen, if I'm wrong, I'll take the L. No training. Now you have 2.5 weeks of training camp, no practice, you know, 2.5 weeks of practices, no training camp, no preseason games. You have to learn the entire playbook. I mean, it's just at the point that if the Patriots start Cam Newton, it would be an utter shock to me.
And what's the odds right now? Cam Newton -400 to be the starter.
I mean, that's fine. You can put it.
I know. I'm just saying.
You can put whatever line on it. Honestly, I'm starting to think that Brian Hoyer might have a shot.
Nah,
I'm being dead serious.
No.
I'm being dead serious because if they don't feel good about Stidham, where are they going to go? If you don't feel good about Stidham at this point, which I mean, we don't know how they feel. I personally hope that that's not the case. But if they don't feel good about Stidham, where do they go?
And you go
to the guy who knows the system and has been here forever.
And I know locally here we can look at that, but there's other quarterback, like Tua Tagovailoa yesterday says he's ready to go. So, like, do you want to go with him or go with Fitzpatrick? Nick Foles, Mitch Trubisky is another
say,
one.
The other one, I think Foles is in serious trouble. I think what it's going to take for Foles, I think they're now going to start Trubisky for the first 4 or 5 weeks, and if he struggles out of the gate, I think you'll see them turn to Foles maybe 4 or 5 weeks later. But at this point, if you're the Bears, how can you start Nick Foles having known, you know, getting nothing? Again, it's the same sort of situation, except at least you have a guy who's been your starter.
Yeah. Tucker Silva is here today. He's going to be a part of the fantasy football show this year with Mike Lockhart. Is this going to be your third year now?
Third or fourth.
Okay, I think you're on the same trajectory as us when it comes to doing the betting show. All right, so Dan brought this up last week, and it actually is starting to resonate with me very well. But, all right, think about this. Stidham obviously is going to go into year two, okay? Look at all the quarterbacks in the league, Tucker. How many quarterbacks are playing that actually started after 3 years or more?
Oh, I don't know.
Like Aaron Rodgers.
Sure, yeah.
Okay? But, like, look at the league. Like, Sam Darnold plays right away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen playing right away. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow is going to be there. Baker Mayfield, Ben Roethlisberger. So,
yeah, the point is nobody's
Deshaun
been
Watson.
Sitting on the bench for
2 or 3
Aaron Rodgers territory.
If you're talented,
sure.
You don't sit on the bench for 2 years.
If Stidham doesn't start this year,
mm-hmm.
He probably won't be a starter for the Patriots.
Ever.
I don't know about that.
But look at the
league, though. Because we haven't seen like an Aaron Rodgers situation doesn't mean it's never going to happen again.
But the track record says if he doesn't start this year, it's never going to happen.
Like Jimmy Garoppolo's one, right? Mm-hmm. A guy that he's another one.
Yeah. I mean, it all really depends on how the year of Cam Newton starting pans out, which I think is going to be the case. If they feel confident in Stidham in the offseason, and maybe if they can attack the quarterback position at the next year's draft. I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts here.
Just one last thing when it comes to this. You know, when it comes to betting and things to that degree, a shortened preseason, no preseason, sorry, 10 days of practice, these guys need to be in shape too, which, I don't know, man.
Like, I'd be worried about the linemen.
I mean, dude, all the quarantine that we all had, yikes. Like, where do they work out? Like, what would they do? I mean, I know Brady did it on his own, and he came out this week saying stupid stuff.
I believe that there's some TB12 facilities there that are still in Foxborough that you can still work out at, right? So that's, I mean, I think that that would be clear, but you probably can't have the whole team there. The other thing I'm going to tell you guys about this football season, again, I don't know if you guys care or not, there's going to be less rookies making the roster than ever this year. Ever.
That sucks.
Ever. You know, I mean, you're
just because of the lack of training camp or preseason games.
Well, because you're not able to see what they can actually do on game tape.
I mean, you still have to fill out a roster.
But like, think about it though, like the Malcolm Butlers, the J.C. Jacksons of the world, these kids that you don't have a chance to watch.
Sure, that makes sense.
I mean, we see how many fourth, fifth, sixth round picks we see cut every year. What I think you're going to see is those guys stored away on the practice squad. And now with the expanded practice squads, you're going to have four slots where teams can't steal players from other teams. So what you're going to see is your fourth, fifth, sixth round picks, maybe even your third, get placed in those spots because no other team can take them. So this is kind of my point. I think you're going to see a slower league this year.
And I think that hurts the salary cap. I know yesterday what they're doing now is any of the repercussions for the salary cap, they're going to smooth over 4 years, which makes sense, right? Because you really don't want – they shouldn't be penalized year after year. Take a little bit off. It's like kind of like skimming off the top of the next couple of years and move on from it. I like what happened yesterday. They did say the training camps will start on time. And then just a couple other, like, interesting notes. The Chiefs right guard, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, he's not going to play this year. He's a pretty good player.
He's a very good player for them. That's a big loss up front.
Huge loss. I still think the Chiefs will be good. And then Washington – Alex Smith has been cleared by his personal doctors.
And no, by the Washington Washington football team. I got to get used to it. I'm not trying to be any racist.
Real quick.
They should just run with that.
Have you ever seen the movie Coming to America? Okay. Yeah. Eddie Murphy's, he's like, ah, yes, the Washington football team. Yes. And it actually happened. I need to, like, I'm going to tweet out the meme because it's what happened. Yes, the Washington football team. Anyways, the bets. I'm interested to see if anything moves, anything changes. But no preseason, I think, really hurts. Real quick, yesterday I watched some of the NBA like scrimmage games. On Thursday night, I watched the Bucks play the Spurs, and they crushed them.
Dude, the Bucks.
They crushed
good.
Them.
I mean, and did you? I mean, they got caught. I got to be honest with you. I watched that game, Joe. It looked like the refs were on the Spurs and the Bucks still won by like 40?
I didn't even look at a wrangle. Actually,
oh, man. Dude, it was bad. The Bucks got called for 3 offensive fouls. I'm just sitting there like, what? In what world is that an offensive foul? Oof.
Anyways, the Bucks looked outstanding. The Celtics yesterday looked garbage. Like, I didn't even know that was Jason Tatum out there. Who was that guy? It's a scrimmage game, right? It's a scrimmage game. They did not look good.
Yeah, that's what scrimmages are for.
Listen, I'm going to stir the pot. I'm stirring it.
Churning that butter.
They don't look good.
I'll tell you, the Celtics opened as a -1 fave in that game, right? They closed as -3. Yes, you can bet on these NBA preseason games. Yes, there's a lot of people doing it. They opened as -1. Immediately, you have to know, a 1-point fave against the Thunder on a neutral court. Gross. You know what's going to happen.
The Thunder ran around the Celtics yesterday.
Ran through them.
There was no big man at all. It was like they just drove to the lane and just laid it up, and nobody was there. It was sad. It was an actual sad game to watch. I know it's a scrimmage, but I'm not encouraged.
Was it just me? It was Cantor out there for a long time.
Well, he had a double-double. They got to get him in shape, though. They need him to be the seventh guy in that rotation. You know,
they need
Williams
to be
too.
Big. Williams Tice, had a nice Williams, Tice, and Cantor have to be.
We all push for Williams because he had a nice little shot around the foul line that he hit, and then he had an easy layup that he missed the bunny on. And, like, I just wish that guy would take the basketball and slam it. Just take it and slam it. But they're working on – we probably won't see a lot of those guys. You know, this has – again, I'm just throwing this out there. It probably means nothing at all. Tremont Waters was the best player on that court yesterday for the Celtics.
A little scary.
Yeah.
And, by the way, I thought Gordon Hayward played pretty well. He made his shots. He did what he needed to do, but he looks slow.
All right, Dan, we're going to give you the floor to discuss WNBA because it starts today.
You want to do it right now?
No, we'll take a break.
Okay.
We'll come back. Instead of doing it in like, hey, Dan, give us a WNBA in a minute, we're going to let you talk it out because it's a profitable sport.
And I'm going to give props to DraftKings on the other side as well.
Ooh.
Yep, props to DraftKings.
All right. Well, we got that. And then I have some other stuff here. The MLS is back. Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., and there's UFC tonight, and then I just want to give out those NFL halftime show odds.
And we have baseball. If you have any baseball call in.
Ooh.
Give me your baseball plays.
Ooh, today, Saturday bases.
Saturday
bases. We have day baseball.
Day ball, baby. Yes. Back.
All right, it's the DraftKings over-under show, 98.5 The Sports.
This is the DraftKings over-under show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here at DraftKings Over-Under Show. We got WNBA coming in a minute. We just want to recap the opening night for the NBA because we won't be here next week. We started the show with some interesting topics. There was a bill from the state of Massachusetts trying to legalize sports betting.
As part of the economic development plan in Massachusetts.
Whatever that is.
Essentially a stimulus.
Please know that I'm very ignorant about all of this, so don't... Who's this idiot talking? I know nothing. But Dan has an update for us.
Yeah, so I guess, thanks to a listener, apparently the sports betting proposal advanced as part of the economic development bill, which I did not know, and the House plans to fast-track the sports betting proposal by tacking it onto the economic development bill. It sounds like if the bill passes with the sports betting provision, that it will immediately become legal. That's what it reads here.
What?
Immediately will become legal. No workarounds, nothing. If the bill passes with the sports betting provision, Massachusetts will join 22 states in legalized sports betting. Immediately will become legal.
Do you know who's ready? It's DraftKings. This isn't a...
Oh, they've been ready.
No, they're... Yeah. Tucker?
Everybody's...
They are ready.
Especially and listen, them.
This is going to be big for you, too, because... This daily fantasy stuff,
uh-huh.
Dude, this daily fantasy is like,
uh-huh.
There are people who, like, we should incorporate it into the show a little bit more. We just, it's not there yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, that daily fantasy stuff, oh, my God, if this thing got approved right away,
God. And here you go. On Friday, DraftKings, FanDuel, MGM, and the Boston Red Sox released a joint statement thanking the House for including the sports betting in the economic development bill. A joint statement. If the Red Sox are on it, MGM, FanDuel, and DraftKings, it has real momentum.
Patriots, I believe, have some connection with this. I'll look it up, but I know like the Celtics teamed up with. I mean, I think MGM. I think I'll have to look back into it. All I know is the NFL has connections. The Dallas is tied. I know the Cowboys had some sort of agreement with the sports book, and then we know what happened with the. What was the league this year? I can't even remember it now. That happened this year. Not the XFL. What was the other league? The Alliance Football.
They
again. What the reason why the Alliance Football League failed was the person who put up the money was the Carolina Hurricanes owner, and they wanted to begin how to use. They wanted to learn how to use the app at stadiums to bet live.
So
when they needed more funding, he goes, "No, the app works. See ya."
By the way, it looks like it needs to be in by July 31st. It says if it gets delayed past July 31st, proponents will have a much harder time passing in informal sessions where one lawmaker could bring debate to a halt. So this needs to happen this week. And I'm telling you, when you have the Red Sox and all these people on one side pushing this, there's momentum. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just telling you that's real, legitimate momentum.
July 31st will be the start of the NBA season.
Yep. Yep. So it needs to be approved by then, which means that it'll probably be legalized and approved in the state by football season.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's what it looks like.
All right. Anthony's in Somerset. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, man. I just want to let you guys know that bill's probably going to get done this week. We only have till Friday. The legislative session ends on Friday, July 31st, because it's the second year of the session. So the economic development bill is loaded with a lot of other things that, you know, with this pandemic going on and stuff. It's in there. It looks like it's going to get done probably one day this week. So get ready. So I wanted to let you guys know.
How do you have an insight on this, Anthony?
I work in the legislature.
There we go. That's all we needed. Thank you. I got a tickle.
I love hearing this.
There's a lot of moving parts this week.
Hey, Tucker, you're going on vacation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to be spending all your money.
Whatever. I'll swipe it and forget it.
You're going to spend all your money.
Well, we'll give Tucker a South Korea play next week. He'll be
Eric's in Western Mass. Hello, Eric.
I just wanted to mention two kind of MLB prop bets.
Yeah.
For one, I don't know why, but I'm really interested in if a run will be scored in the first inning. In the first 16 total games this year, only 4 games have had runs scored in the first inning. So I don't know if that's like an opening day trend or something to monitor going forward. And then just on one play for today, after the Phillies got embarrassed yesterday by losing to the Marlins, you can get them to win by minus a run and a half at plus 110 right now. So just wondering your thoughts on that as well. Thank you.
Dan, I know you like the Phillies this year.
Yeah, so I actually had the Marlins plus 1.5 last night. I still think that I would not underrate the Marlins just because of the team that you know them to be from the past few years. So that's the way I would look at that. I would lay off Philly early. They're a team that you're going to need to catch fire late.
Yeah, Zach Wheeler today for them.
And in regards to the first inning stuff, one day means nothing.
I know that very well.
Nothing. Please do not bet based on opening day trends.
Dan,
please.
I don't go to baseball games often. And I usually don't make it to the seats when I go to the games because I can't fit. But let's just say if I go with a group, I'm betting no runs first inning with everybody that I'm with. It's off and on. It's off and on.
I mean, honestly,
some weeks we're high-fiving.
Honestly.
Some weeks we're like, why do we do this?
It's a 50-50 shot. It's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, I've done it. It's the only thing I've ever been successful with that is hockey. Well, over-unders first period. It's the only thing I've ever been successful with that. And that's a little...
All right, so let me get the WNBA stuff out of the way quick, okay? DraftKings was the only major book, the only book I've seen outside, I think, DraftKings and FanDuel, only books in the entire country where you could legally bet or just bet in general on the WNBA, and they put up lines yesterday. I have not seen a single other book in the offshore market, the Vegas market, anywhere, the PPH market, nothing. Not a single line anywhere. And DraftKings put up lines. Now, granted, they weren't great, and they got moved super, super, super quick. But props to DraftKings. The lines are still up, and there is not a single other place to bet on them. So, unfortunately, as much as I'd love to give you lines from everything right now, there's really not much except for whatever DraftKings has. And I'll quickly go over those because I know we want to get to break early. The Storm are taking on the Liberty. If you listened to the podcast the other day, you know I'm pretty high on the Storm, pretty low on the Liberty. I think that spread opened at 5.5 on DraftKings. That's now 8.5. I think 8.5 is probably still a bet for the Storm. So if that happens to open there, I think that that's probably a bet you're looking at. The Sparks opened with the Mercury. The Sparks were 4-point favorites at opening. That's down to like 2.5, I think. I think the Mercury might be favorites, should be favorites in this one. Again, neutral court. There's no home away. We're just doing neutral site. I would look at the Mercury. If you can get a 3.5 or 4 anywhere, please take that. And the Mystics and Fever. The Fever are probably going to be the sharp side today, and the Mystics are going to be public side. I would stay away from the Mystics. And, of course, we don't have totals. There's no WNBA totals available for today yet. So what I would tell you is I have nothing on that.
I'm looking at a local sports book right now. No WNBA.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's nothing. Listen, I'm checking because I want to bet the openers immediately, and there's nothing. Nothing.
We won't be here, obviously, next week when the NBA season starts. Opening night, there's no line right now for the Jazz-Pelicans game, but Zion did return to the bubble today or yesterday. So I think he needs 4 days away, and then he might be able to play.
So if that's the case, I think I'm not sure.
And I know Patrick Beverley left the bubble, too.
He's not going to be back.
So he won't be. And now I'm looking at that line.
Lou Williams.
Lou Williams just left, too.
Yep. And so did Montrezl Harrell.
Okay. All right. Ready for this? I think the Lakers are the play for opening night -3.
I think it's...
Man, Listen, they're still a good team. Don't get me wrong. But without two or three of their best defenders, their best scorer, let's just face it. I know Kawhi's their best player. Lou Williams, their best scorer. Best scorer.
I agree.
And Patrick Beverley's one of their best defenders.
I agree. He is their best defender, in my opinion.
I like the Lakers.
Kawhi, it's close. They're very similar.
Let's come back. We'll look into that Bucks, Celtics.
So, by the way, it looks like the NBA rules is 6 days.
Ooh.
So it's going to be super
close.
Close.
I don't think I don't know. That's why it's off the book. We don't know if Zion's going to play.
Yep.
We'll look into the Bucks-Celtics game. The line has moved on that one. And Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., UFC tonight, and I just wanted to give out some halftime odds as well. We can have some fun with that as we wrap up the show here. It's 98.5 The Sports.
It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Big Meech Larry Hoover.
Blowing money fast.
Blowing money fast. Literally, if this thing gets past this week.
Joe Murray's going to need six bailout checks.
They better get out those stimulus checks again. It's like, hey, July 31st, the stimulus ends. But you know what? Betting is here, baby.
He's going to need a bailout check.
Done. Again, I know nothing about politics. Please excuse my ignorance. All right, Dan. So opening night, we already mentioned the Lakers. If Lou Williams is out, I'm sorry. He's the best scorer they have. -3, I think, is the right line. I'd go Lakers. Okay, let's look at the Celtics. Celtics-Bucks. I'm sorry. Just based I know it's one scrimmage game. I don't want to get ahead of myself. I don't. The Bucks look like they were ready. They look ready. They look like they have a good rotation. And I watched Schroeder, old-ass Chris Paul, and Gilchrist, and whoever else, just dribble, 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 dribble through the lane and lay up.
Gilgeous Alexander was a monster yesterday. Okay. Listen, it doesn't matter. The fact is that if you're going to get penetrated by the guards like that in the front court, it's you're going to get killed by anyone in the NBA. It doesn't matter who it is. The Celtics 4.5 against the Bucks. I told you a couple weeks ago, don't touch it. This is why.
Okay. I'm thinking about taking the Bucks -4.5.
I wouldn't touch it either. I think at this point, that's the line. That's where it should be. At 7, you can probably find some value on the other side. If it dips down to the 4, 3.5 range, you could probably get the other side. But it probably ends about 1 to 2 possession game. I think that's probably about right. 5, 6, yeah, something like there.
Total right now on that game, 216. I think I'd go over on that. But the bench is the biggest issue for the Celtics. It will still continue to be the biggest issue for them. But we'll see how that is going forward. All right, Dan, have you watched any MLS at all?
Yeah, I've watched a few Revs games here and there.
I've only watched Revs games. Actually, some of the games that are on in the morning I watched are terrible.
I watched the LAFC game as well.
So okay.
LAFC Galaxy game.
Now, Dan, the Revolution are the favorite tonight in the knockout stage versus Philadelphia. It's at 10:30 tonight. So you know I'm going to bet it.
Of course.
They're +145 right now. Philadelphia's +180. Over under for goals is 2.5. The Revs have not scored more than one goal in a game. I'm feeling a little bit of the over in this one, and I like the Revs again.
The Revs, by the way, I believe the Revs in their history have never beat the Philadelphia Union.
Whoa.
Is that right?
Oh, so you mentioned things never. To fade.
No, I lied. They did. Back in 2013.
So it's been a while.
Okay, so 2017 was their last win over Philly. So it's been about 3 years. I apologize. I didn't realize the Philadelphia Union had been around that long. Yeah. I thought they were a more recent
team. One thing you need to know about this bet tonight, this is a knockout stage. Therefore, you can actually lose your bet. Like, you basically what my suggestion is to bet to advance. And the reason for that is it can go to kicks because it's a knockout stage. So, I think it could end in a draw, and then you can go to kicks or whatever.
If you bet the draw, it's only for the 90 minutes. Does not include extra.
Another thing you need to know about sports betting tonight. So, I'm going Revs to advance.
Don't like it at all.
Fade it. It's fine.
Don't like it.
You could fade it. That's fine. Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. Like, we can talk about it. It's going to happen. I'm going to watch it. But to bet on it, I'm freaked out. My bookie, which I'm out on, has Mike Tyson at minus 300 as the favorite. And they have Roy Jones Jr. Roy Jones Jr. is going to kick the crap out of Mike Tyson. Roy Jones Jr. fought 2 years ago and won an exhibition fight.
It opened Westgate minus 110.
For Tyson or Jones?
Both sides. So
this is the scariest line to bet on. I bet you this thing's rigged. I bet you it's rigged.
Do yourself a favor. Just scalp it. Just take
the under 8 rounds.
Take Tyson somewhere where it's going to be like minus 110 right now, because that will move up. Everyone's going to be on Tyson. You know, the whole world's going to be on Tyson. And then come back and find Roy Jones Jr. and decide which side you want. You get a free bet, and, you know, you can do whatever you want. Scalp it. Be smart about this. It's a exhibition boxing match that could easily be rigged if one of them gets paid off. Just be careful.
Let's revisit this one another week. I just wanted to share that line.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what I'm going to do.
All right, so the NFL halftime show. I just wanted to give you the odds quickly, and we'll turn it over to Hardy. Who will perform at the halftime show this year? The favorite, Taylor Swift, followed by Adele, Rihanna, Ariana Grande, Drake, Jay-Z's on the list, Ed Sheeran, Elton John, Foo Fighters.
It will not
be Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I guarantee you it will not be Taylor Swift, because we're in the time of Black Lives Matter.
She's the favorite.
Right now. Black Lives Matter right now. No way.
So you know who I like? The Weeknd at plus 2,000 could be an interesting one.
I don't think
Rihanna. I don't know if she's popular, but is she safe enough?
Has she technically done a halftime show?
Not sure. I mean, Adele might be too, like, cry.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande would be interesting, is she safe?
That's my pick. I think Ariana Grande. Yes, I think that she's safe.
How about Lizzo at plus 4,000?
No. Please, Minnesota.
Not a big enough name.
No. You want to talk about safe. Not being safe, and then there's Lizzo, yeah.
She's 100% that B.
Have you seen her at the NBA games? There's nothing safe there.
Can I give you one more?
Yeah.
Post Malone, plus 4,000.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Metallica comes in at plus 5,000.
I don't think
I would love Metallica. Oh my god, I'd love Metallica.
I might dabble on some Rihanna.
I didn't announce this yet, but next week we'll be going 2 hours. Next week, 2 hours, so we'll be able to break down everything. How about that? 2 hours, everybody. Hardy's next. He's got the golf show. A bunch of stuff happening in the golf world. So he'll take over from here. Thanks to Tucker Silva, who's going on vacation. Thanks to Dan Lifshatz. He's at Dan Lifshatz. He'll have some bets for you later today. I'm Joe Murray, at Joey Murr on Twitter. And again, follow the bill that could be passed by Friday. Legalized sports gambling. We'll know this week if it will happen in Massachusetts. All right, we got to get out of here. The golf show's next. We'll talk to you guys next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.